From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Susan Stamberg. The CIA's acting director reacted today to reports that the 9/11 Commission will recommend the creation of a new cabinet-level position to oversee the nation's intelligence agencies. The bipartisan panel that investigated the September 11th attacks is to release its report and recommendations this week. Today on Fox News, acting CIA Director John McLaughlin was asked about the commission's reported proposal of a superintelligence chief.
A good argument can be made for that. It doesn't relate particularly to the world I live in. I see the director of Central Intelligence as someone who is able to do that and empowered to do so under the National Security Act of 1947. So I think with some modest changes in the way the CIA is set up, the director of Central Intelligence could carry out that function well and appropriately.
As for his own tenure at the CIA, McLaughlin said he was serving as acting director at the pleasure of the president. Leading members of the Senate have urged President Bush to name a permanent replacement for former CIA Director George Tenet as soon as possible. John McLaughlin was also asked about a New York Times report today that the 9/11 commissioners will reveal new evidence of ties between Iran and al-Qaeda.
We've known for some time that I think the count is about eight of the hijackers were able to pass through Iran at some point in their passage along their operational path. This is not surprising. I mean, Iran has been on the list of state sponsors of terrorism for many years, and we have ample evidence of people being able to move back and forth across that terrain.
But the CIA's John McLaughlin said there is no evidence of any official connection between Iran and the September 11th attacks.